This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, April 2nd, 2008.
Wow.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call today's meeting, April 2nd, to order. At this time, I'd like to call for any late additions to our agenda.
I don't have a late addition, but I want to move the election discussion that's under new business up to IOC. The change in position.
Okay. Okay, move on to report from the chair. I'd like to mention to everyone, elections are coming up. Officer positions are up again. And if anybody is starting to have any interest in becoming an officer, you can voice that publicly, ask questions. You can contact the officer in the seat that you may be interested in to see if they can answer any questions. As chair, if anyone's interested in running for chair and you want to contact me to find out what it entails, if you have any questions you want answered, I'm more than happy to help you. And if you are interested, maybe if we have time at a meeting, I can, I don't mind seeing if you want to run part of the meeting, kind of get a feel for it, but that's up to you. Keep that in mind. I highly encourage experienced employee assembly members to look at the officer positions. John Miner from Arts and Sciences was at our last meeting, and I don't feel that he voiced some concerns. I just don't feel that we maybe answered him appropriately or were able to effectively demonstrate what we did or what we have been doing that was positive as far as communication. So I contacted him by email, and he's responded, and he also has called me. He's very positive. He's happy that we reached him that way. He's probably going to get a couple of his colleagues, and we're going to get together and might invite some of you to join for lunch or coffee just to sit down and informally hear more of what he has to say and kind of bring him up to speed on what we're doing, how more of his people can get involved. I'd like to also say, at last meeting, I think it was one of the first times that this EA that I saw had feedback, open feedback that could be viewed as negative, but may have been more so was, here's some suggestions that you could do. And I took some of that as being negative feedback, which may or may not have been. But I just want to say that I want everyone to know that I feel we've done a great job since we started. We're new. We were short-staffed for a long time. Our committees are short. There's a lot of commitments that members have to do on top of this commitment. And I just want to say, just with our establishments of the goals that we did, hopefully they carry on in the next year with the new officers. I think that we're doing a good job. We can definitely move to get better and take feedback, and let's turn it into a positive direction and move forward. I'd like to, we have some committee appointments that we're going to hear during the committee reports, but I would like to bring up this one. This is an appointment for Leon to be on the university assembly again. So he's got his official appointment. So thanks for your interest.
Oh, thank you and for appointing
me. I don't know if you, Amy, worked hard and got that.
Yeah, thank tonight. You.
Because we missed you in that position while you were gone. And does anyone have any questions for me before I
Golden Globes Award.
Move on? I'll ask our guest. We know Kelly. I don't know if you want to introduce yourself.
Jason Seymour from College of Engineering, School of Electrical and Steel Engineering.
Jason is one of our applicants to be on the employee assembly. I was talking with him briefly before the meeting. I just met him. I think it's great that he comes with an interest from where he have somebody on an employee assembly representing coming from that area is definitely a good step in the right direction. That's it for me. I think I talked enough out of the norm. And Michael isn't here, so we're going to skip the employee trustee report.
Can I just say that there are trustee meetings next week in New York?
Okay. Some good ones, right?
Yeah.
Donna, how many trustees are there?
164.
I don't know if you knew that or not. Right, we'll move on to a report from our UA representatives.
Okay, yeah, I've got a couple things I'd like to go real quick. At the last UA meeting, they had a discussion on the child care committee. I just want to highlight a couple points that came out of it that kind of relate to directly to staff. So for staff and faculty, there's going to be some information sessions that Bright Horizon is going to hold, and they're about 75 minutes long, and they're going to be in the end of April, April 28th at the IRL Conference Center and April 29th at the IRL Conference Center. So, I mean, I don't think we've got to worry too much about it. We're just getting out there other ways, but just so you know that. The other big decision that has been made, Amy, I know you're on the committee. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I understood it correctly, for the initial placement of the children in that center, the new center, it's going to be a one-time lottery that they're going to do. So anybody that submits an application between students, staff, and faculty, I think it's going to be just a straight lottery. Two lotteries?
One for full-time care and one for part-time care.
Okay. So just so people know.
That's not ready yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. We also had, I talked a little bit about the Family Services Committee, and the main thing that's going on there is that committee's met twice now since they've become an actual committee of the UA, and they're mainly generating ideas. They're not beyond that point. That's been their main focus, of generating ideas and what priorities should we work on and so forth. Big discussion was on the Code of Conduct. Campus Code of Conduct, and just for your information, kind of bring you a bit of speed, there were 10 items that the CJC and the administration were debating, I guess in simple terms. The CJC has come through with a recommendation to the UA to accept 7 of them. There was quite a bit of discussion over those 7, and there were 3 topics specifically that members of the UA were still having some trouble with. So there's still a lot going on between all the groups. The latest recommendation is CJC is still working with it, and they're trying to come to a resolution by April 23rd. So basically they extended the deadline with the president's agreement by a month. They're going to try to come to the end of March, now they're saying April 23rd. And it's pretty significant what they're trying to get to as far as the points that are tied to it. So that's a lot of work that's going on. And the last topic they got into that I thought was worth bringing up was Alan Mitten, who's been in here before, and he's the Senior Program Manager for the Equity Programs in the Office of Workforce Diversity, Equity, and Life Quality. He came in and he talked about the use of decorations, the holidays, and the policy and so forth. And I know that came up here before, and that's why I want to bring it up, because he was just proposing to the UA some information about the latest trends in industry and higher education, and that we've had this policy for a while and we may want to take a look at it from a UA standpoint. I want to bring it up here because I did talk to him afterwards. He said he'd be willing to come in here if we do want to get some information from him on what he's seeing as trends and so forth. So I'm really just opening up as a future possible topic. I heard it also. I don't need to hear it again, but if you guys want to hear it and you're interested in it, you might, you know, I can get a hold of him and I'm sure he's glad to come in and talk. So.
How many meetings do we have left? I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No.
If we can, but.
Yeah.
There's 3 left.
3 left. And
I just know some people brought up here as an interesting topic of interest, so
yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that at the retreat,
mm-hmm.
and we never got to.
Mm-hmm.
You brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did, because it came to personal policy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you come here too?
Yeah.
Okay. I think if we can get a man, it would be great.
Do you know what that means?
with the bank?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. All right. I'll speak to everybody since I already kind of approached them on it anyway.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see what I can do with it. Yeah, that's over your head.
Any questions for Bill? Okay. We'll move on to report from, approval minutes. Sorry about that. There's one, February 20th. I've looked at them. I'll give everybody a couple minutes in case you didn't get these to look at them. See if you notice anything. While we're looking, I'm just going to fill Pat in on something I mentioned. This was urging all BA members to consider officer positions. You have an officer, of course. And I don't really that with the experience of being on the BA that experienced BA members are best. Just trying to urge people to look at officers' positions, contact that officer if you have any questions and see if you want to do it. Yeah, sure. And that's what happened.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
I would make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll move to pass the minutes of February 20th meeting. We'll move on to our committee reports. The executive committee met. It was interesting to say the least. But we spent the majority of the time at the executive committee meeting on committee appointments and the process of committee appointments. We've got it defined. We've got it down. As you see, we got Leon appointed quickly, and Carrie's going to mention a couple other appointments that we have under communication, and that's going to help us staff our committees that are really, really down on membership. Do you have anything to add, Peter or Bill? Okay, that was the majority of our meeting. We'll move on to staff award recognition. I don't believe there's any, nothing has changed. There's nothing to report on that. Communication, Carrie.
The next upcoming thing for CONCOM is the Welcome to Cornell event. And I just sent out an email right before the meeting, so I don't know how many people got that. But as you know, the EA had a booth at the last Welcome to Cornell event, and they've asked us to do that again. An ongoing commitment, probably once every 2 months or so, and it's a great opportunity to connect with new staff work coming into Cornell. So I'm looking for volunteers. You can certainly just reply to the email that I sent out. The next date is April 8th, and it's a Tuesday from 10 to 11:30. It's a shorter time period. They did change the time when the bus tour is going to happen, so that people who are attending the Welcome to Cornell session will have more time to mingle with people who are at the booth. So they did listen to the feedback from people who were at the first event, and they changed the format to meet some of the requests. So it's, again, 10 to 11:30. Please reply to me if you can be there to help staff it for any time between 45 minutes to an hour. And whoever's first to staff it, I'll contact you to let you know how to get the board, the display board, the papers, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Can you just share with us what the expectations are of that staffing? What is it that we need to do?
Sure. It's a very minimal commitment. What I'm expecting is that we'll have one, possibly two people at the booth. Any of these events will draw between 40 and 200 new staff, depending on how many are hired at Cornell during that hiring period. And they're going to be attending this Welcome to Cornell session that's a little bit different from ones that, at least I know, I attended in the past. But it will be chaired by Mary Ackerman or another vice president and possibly the president of Cornell, depending on his schedule. So they'll be attending that in the morning. And then they go into this breakout session where there's between, I think, 20 to 25 different booths. Gannett has one, Student Academic Services has another, but a whole representative from Cornell. And so what I would expect from the person who's staffing it is to stand there, interact with people as they come by, let them know about the employee assembly, just increase the awareness. There is a handout that's already made that you can then hand the person. There's pictures on the display board. There's a description of what the EA does. So it's minimal amount of effort on the part besides just being a friendly face for somebody to recognize. You're welcome. So yeah, if you're interested, please do. And ComCom's working on several other projects. We're still, you know, still updating the REACH project. We use the REACH communication list for the elections. We have the announcements that went out to lots of different places. I think Bill gave an update on that at the last meeting. That's where it went out to. So that seems to be effective. We're going to continue with that. We are still working on a brochure to get that put together. And lastly, what I'd like to do is announce the final appointment of Kelly Spicer to Communications Committee. So welcome, Kelly. Great to have you on board. We've got lots of projects going on, and we'll get you up to date. And then I don't know if the other... What is he officially?
Yes.
Okay. Stephen Perina is also officially... has been appointed to ComCom as well.
He's from Campus Life.
So we'll welcome him on to ComCom. And a few people checked off some other committees too, so we're looking at the needs of the committees and staffing those and bringing them up. So future announcements will be coming in every meeting.
I just have a question. As far as like the committees, so it sounds like, do people not necessarily have to be EA members to be on the committee?
Not at all.
They don't. Okay, something I'm unclear on.
Yeah.
I actually encourage non-EA members to be on committees.
Okay, so that's something like an email I can send out to my, you know, okay.
Yeah.
And they want to fill out the online form.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's it for ComCom.
Any questions? Right. Bill, finance.
Okay, there is no major activity going on, but I must say that I'm delinquent in getting a meeting together for Pat and Lynn's benefit. But I did double star it and circled it, so I'll make sure it happens.
I'm going to be in Ithaca a lot over the next couple of weeks, so I'll spend a time in.
Oh, you sure? Okay. All right. Okay, good.
So I know the budget has been submitted by the Office of Assembly. It has large lump sum. Do you have any idea when we're supposed to turn in the chairs of the committees, when we're supposed to turn in the broken down, itemized?
No, actually, that would be a good question. I should follow up on.
Okay.
For next year?
For next year, Peggy.
I think after you elect officers for next year, that would start one of the things that they should be doing, submit once you've decided, you know, your direction, and that, you know, sometime in August or September we should have an outline, you know, the office would like an outline of what you plan to do with that allocation, which is $9,400. I don't expect any increase in that amount. What we have put in for is a lump sum request for the president's speech, whatever it is. That's not part of the EA budget anymore. Hopefully that'll free up the funds for
it. We could sit down with Bill to basically draft, do a recommended draft to pass on to the next
That's what I was wondering. It would be helpful for the outgoing officers.
Yeah, and I think because of the situation we're in, we all, unless we get an answer, we almost need two drafts. One would be with the idea that you get approval of the extra funds, so the $9,400 is not tied to the president's address at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be if we need to take the president's address out of the $9,400.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and two scenarios, which the three of us will talk.
I'll go out on a limb and say it's fairly safe to assume that it would be an administrative cost for the cost of
President's speech, so it would not fall under the
EA. Okay.
Yeah. Any questions for Bill? Thanks, Bill. Personnel policy.
Oh,
Marcia,
we
missed
emergency grant funds.
Oh, yeah, we did. I marched it off already. emergency grant fund, Dennis usually speaks about that. I'm on that committee. I know that there was a recent email correspondence about awarding another grant. Don't know if it was approved or not, but from what I saw, everybody was for it. There's another staff member in need.
Was a house fire? Both of the people that lived in the house are Cornell employees.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I guess with the flooding that there was.
So I believe that one's okay, and I have not heard of any other get-togethers for the EGF to meet since the last time we met and looked at the wording and the interpretation. So maybe we'll hear more. Personnel policy.
Personnel policy. We haven't met recently. Our last meeting was canceled because I didn't have any agenda items, and then the day after I asked for an agenda, I got an email from Terry that had some things listed. So our next meeting is in 2 weeks, I think, on a Monday. So what I'd like to do is revisit. I missed the meeting where Mary was talking about. Actually, the February 20th meeting, the minutes that we just reviewed. And then I was talking about change to the release time policy. You'll remember that was sort of the wellness policy that we were talking about at the beginning of the year when we set our goals and had anticipated doing a series of forums this spring, and then everything changed. So we kind of got derailed in that effort. So now we can kind of regroup. And that's
what we intend to do in the next meeting. Great. Questions for Donna? Peter, final seat, please.
Yeah. Lower down the agenda, we had the election discussion, and we're going to move that up so we can do it a little sooner. Jason, you're running. You're probably going to happen, right? So you're doing really good. And I think we had on the calendar to come here and talk about it. Because we have fewer packets submitted than the number of available states actually won the election, so you don't have to worry about the campaigning stuff. You don't have to write a poster or hang them up or anything crazy like that. So
there's a little bit of a qualification of that. Everybody will be seated, but actually because all 5 employee assembly candidates are endowed exempt, they're actually all running for the same seat, so there will be an election. It's just it'll be an election for the endowed exempt.
But it's not gonna be like a campus fight election. It's just gonna be, is it gonna be campus fight, or is it just within our group that election's gonna happen? Like
no, that would be campus wide. So the person would be seated for that seat, but the other people, the question for the IOC is what seat to assign the other ones to, and I think they're all. Well, they're all either contract or non-exempt or both. And then it would just be a matter of reaching out to people who fit that specification.
Is there a simple way to do it?
Yeah,
that seems bureaucratic. And I know maybe that's in the charter, is that correct?
Yeah.
Because that's another reason why the charter needs to be made more realistic to what's happening in the real world. But to me, that seems awful.
Who would require mailing out ballots and all that stuff?
Well, we already the same ballot that the employee trustee election happens on, and that's an actual competitive election, so it really doesn't change our process all that much.
There's no extra cost?
Nope.
Can we make sure that the candidates understand what's going on so that they know that because of the way that the seats are designated that everyone's running for the seats, but because there are not, you know, enough people running, that they will have a seat on the air. They will be in, you know, the not technically correct seat. So that, can we do that so
yes.
there's not confusion? Okay.
Sure.
Or could we even revisit that process to make it even simpler than that?
Well, I think you could revisit it for future elections, but I don't think it's a good idea to change the rules of an election that's in progress.
Well, this is not Michigan or Florida. Just kidding.
I feel that we should move forward with the process, and if we didn't make any changes, it's because we failed at making any changes that we knew we had problems with this anyway. I feel we move forward with it, but
also just an observation: if these ballots go out and these ballots indicate that there were no candidates for the contract and non-exempt, I think that helps raise awareness of the need for representatives from those areas.
Right. So, is it fair to say though that they don't need to campaign if they don't want to? Because I mean, unless they.
But I guess you never have to campaign. you will be seated in a 2-year term regardless of whether you campaign or not.
So that would be an individual
From the awareness point of view, though, I think it seems like that would be a good thing for people to be out there campaigning to, first of all, identify themselves to their own areas as someone mm-hmm. who's going to be on the assembly, and sort of have some sort of platform to run on. So it really doesn't seem like a good idea that you would not bother to campaign, though, that you would.
Well, I mean, that's nothing to be qualified. What I meant, first of all the new candidates do have an article to talk about their picture and their bio and their description, and that stuff is all emailed out and attached to the ballot. I just mean that they don't need to spend money printing out campaign items. They don't need to spend hours on the work photoshopping campaign posters and stuff. That's all I meant. They will be advertised, though, in various papers, emails, pocket flash and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, my apologies. Yeah.
And it's an individual choice. If somebody mm-hmm. wants to go campaign, they can. And if they don't want to, even if there were 20 people running for 5 seats, some people will campaign, some people won't.
Mm-hmm. So, no, but people will know about the candidates before the election.
Do you understand?
So, because we're supposed to have the election discussion, did you have any questions about the process? I mean, you submitted all your material. And you're obviously welcome to come to every EA meeting up until the actual election.
It's a relief. I mean, I plan on, because College of Engineering is so large, I plan to at least send my posters that were made to the other departments that may not know me, just so that they
mm-hmm.
get to know the name and so that they have somebody that they can come to if they haven't had a
mm-hmm.
room before.
All right. When the results come back, everyone's running for the same seat. When the results come back, one person wins that seat.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go out?
How are the results distributed?
Like, do you send an email saying, congratulations to Jason, he won, where then it looks like everybody else didn't win?
You know, that's a good question.
Right.
I should add that, you know, we're figuring out the policy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that far ahead of you guys as far as what the rules are, but
we don't want it to look like the other people didn't win.
Well, the communication will say they won and went for what seat. So we'll list the 5 names, and then one will come in and doubt.
We could probably work out details with the IOC, but I imagine the best thing would be to have the IOC first validate the results of the election,
mm-hmm.
but then also make a decision about how the other representatives will be apportioned so everybody can find out where they are at the same time. Does that address that?
Carefully
look at it.
And just for both of you,
too,
IOC stands for Internal Operations Committee.
Who are the members of the IOC?
Me.
And me.
I think it's good that we do have this move forward. We do have this internal process of changing, even though I understand why we might want to do something different. It's also experience that for VA members that have not seen an election, such as myself, to actually see how this happens and how the results are calculated.
I did for here for 3 years and I didn't see an election.
So then, this is good. Do you have any more on election?
I think Julie has something else to say, maybe.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, how many, generally for, I'm still learning a lot of this, but with the you two on the IOC, how many members are there generally per committee? I know we're short staffed on all
the chart actually dictates how many people should be per committee.
Okay.
So, and don't let me just wait for you to look it up. If you have a copy, section 6, I think, has all the committees and their sides. And list both the VA members and the non-VA members.
Okay, so this is, yeah, that's what I'm trying to clarify in terms of like an email I'll send to my unit that these are committees that non-VA members can participate in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's only one or two committees that can't have non-VA members on them. I think most.
Okay.
We just talked about, if you have a current list, and I think the ES
the one online is most up to date.
Most up to date. Although, we can kind of direct you to look at that and then you can see which ones are not staffed.
Yeah, that would be great.
And something else I can get there. Yeah.
So, do you have any last questions, Jason, before we move on?
No.
Okay.
I have a question. Is there a way that somebody can share with all of us the seats that are held, whether they be endowed, contracts, exempt, non-exempt, the individuals who are currently in those seats, can we also know what their status is? Because I'm very concerned, and I know I've mentioned this in previous meetings, contract colleges are severely underrepresented in the EA, and if we continue to just keep moving people into statutory seats, we're never going to get contract college representation. So is there a way to know who currently sits in which seat and if they represent endowed, non-endowed, exempt, non-exempt?
Well, maybe
we have that.
Raise your hand if you're in the right seat.
I mean, the Office of Assembly has the listing.
Okay.
Office of Assembly.
It's on the website, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, too, even with the staffing, we've always had a few vacancies, at least since I've been on it, too. So what I would say is I agree with you 100%. And I would say let's keep on figuring out and keep on talking about it, you know, amongst the members. Let's get out there, talk to Conjure, because there are still seats open that, you know, it's never full. So if we can just reach out and communications committee can look at it again and, you know, put more effort into it.
Yeah,
and for bringing it up again.
And again, you know, if a contract college EA member drops out, then an endowed person replaces that contract college member. I think we really have to work very hard to get contract college people interested, and I'm not quite sure what the best approach is.
Well, yeah, what I would say is if people have ideas on how to do that, please send them to ComCom, and we'll make that one of our priorities as well.
Or if we have a full seat for next year, everybody's on and one person from one of these seats do drop off and we're down one person versus five, which we were, then we could say that it's mandatory that it has to be the right person, the right seat.
And I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
I think we were just so short before we, you know, but now it's got to come to keep an eye on.
Anything else about elections?
For LC, unless anyone has questions. Like Ari said, we're probably working together to sort out the process while it's happening in that for 2015 process. What are the kind of one or two upcoming dates, just so you can kind of the schedule? Like when the election package had to be in yesterday.
The key election dates is, I can't remember what date the Boston Forum is for employee trustees. That would be something that I think employee assembly members might be interested to attend.
Bring the trustees.
Okay. The election, however, the ballots go out on April 14th, and they come back on April 25th. So that's the time period in which people will be testing their votes. Is there a mandatory campaign in here first? Sorry, we have a bunch of elections going on. There's no mandatory campaign meeting apparently for EA, because it's not a big concern that employee assembly candidates will be needing to understand the very subtleties of the rules, so we don't have issues with people trying to disqualify each other on technicalities. So the candidates are announced at the end of this week. And then campaigning is the week after that, and then voting is the week after that.
Okay. Then we'll know the results by May, something or other.
May 1st. I just wanted to mention real quick what Pat was saying about the contract and the endowed to keep them balanced. Maybe when the charter is reviewed, I don't know what's in there now, but maybe it needs to specifically say that those particular, the endowed and the contract seats can only be filled by endowed and contract people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a threshold that we'll have.
I think we should consider that, because at least maybe that's a way also to ensure that it stays balanced.
Mm-hmm. I think a concern in general is anything we can be doing to get more contracts, because the problem is that we don't have a single candidate who's contract or non-exempt who submitted materials.
No, I understand that. But like Carrie was saying and others as well, you know, maybe we collectively need to do more to have those folks apply and participate. Because I think if we don't make the rules stricter, then maybe it'll always be imbalanced. Maybe.
Yeah, it all goes back to the issue of recruitment. Talked about getting bodies in here, and so that's been an issue in the past, is trying to get people to be a member of what they're representing, to get people on the committee.
Yeah,
so
no,
that
I agree.
Was the priority.
I understand.
So it'd be great if we could recruit more people and then have a choice. So you know what I mean? It's like looking at anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm talking more ideal.
And a wellness cost is a really issue, too.
Yeah, which is why we have a few people over
the years. And do you have anything else? Yeah.
My question is, are all the current seated EA members who have a term of 08, are they all running again? Do we know that yet?
I'm running again. I don't know about the others.
Is that something we can...
Leon and Gary are the only two of the 08 group that are running again.
Okay. We'll move on. There's a lot of good information. Thank you. University benefits.
Next week. The university benefits meeting, I've met a few times, I think, since I've been here last. And the issue that we're discussing is retiree health benefits. And I would say at the last meeting, I really was proud because there were four faculty members sitting around the table and all talking about benefits, and I raised my hands, and they just didn't quite understand what sort of impact raising the cost of the premiums would have on people who made less than six figures a year. They had no clue. I'm telling you, they really had no clue. And then one faculty member actually called me the entire issue. So I held my own with these guys and said that we really need to, I couldn't believe it, that we really need to look at this carefully before we start introducing payments for the retired staff members. They have several different scenarios there, and that's what we were discussing. So I don't really have enough information to come back to you and say that we were talking about a specific package with the preferred package because we hadn't made that decision. We're just looking at a few different, actually there are four different scenarios that Hallberg has put together. So we're going over the numbers and finding out. They had the scenarios and then it came back at the last meeting with actual dollars of what that would mean. So at the next meeting we'll get down to a little bit more nitty gritty.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this. I know I recently reviewed through the minutes. I expressed interest in being on the personnel benefits committee.
The university benefits committee? I don't think we can have another employee.
They
can't
because
there.
I'm not doing that. I want something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You can have it.
I'm not IOC, you are.
I can be included on the, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, does she need an online application or can we just appoint her?
You can appoint her at will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we can get her an appointment letter for that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's in 2 weeks.
Okay. So Peter, you're off, Julie's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this was the last.
When Sandy contacted us for members, we were at the point where we were extremely understaffed, and I volunteered to fill a lot of seats.
Yeah.
It's not really an interest of mine, much better.
Yeah.
Someone was interested in that.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So, that'd be great.
I have a question about on the assembly membership sheet. I've always noticed, and I never brought it up, but down on the ex officio members, they're listed as vacant as president of the Cornell Retirees Association. And I was thinking that might be a good input to have. And I actually know who that is because they're in the loan program retirees.
Okay.
So I would be happy to contact that person. And
yeah.
But it sounds like we can't have any more.
George Peter is on the committee.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But George is there as a retiree.
Okay.
Okay.
He barely counts.
He's so little. He just wasn't at the last meeting. So.
Well, I'll wait on your lead. If you want me to approach a person that I can, if that would help with the discussion of gaining more support and saying, hey,
it's the structure of that committee, I'm really not sure. It's a little bit different.
Okay. Well, I'll take your lead. You can just let me know. That would be helpful.
Done anything else from university benefits? Not getting free medical insurance or anything anytime soon?
No, I mean other than that, and that we're meeting regularly and talking with Howard Perrin on the proposal, and kind of coming up with one that would be a preferred recommendation from the committee. So as it gets close, like I said, we've got four now, so I could, it'd be crazy for me to go over all of those details of all of those things. That's why you guys sent me. So once we narrow that down even to two, I can bring it back and I'll share that information with us on what it is and how it will impact our retirees.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
We still have a floor.
Employee Education Committee. I sent an email to Maureen Burrell last week knowing that I would be coming here to discuss committee reports, and there still hasn't been any movement on the tuition benefit for so that's getting.
And for those of us who don't know Maureen, who is she?
Well, Maureen Burrell is the benefits manager within Human Resources. I don't know her actual title. Yeah.
Now, if we get interest from anybody in to join the Employee Education Committee, throw them on?
Yeah, throw them on. I mean, unfortunately, there really aren't any other topics that the committee is focused on. It was, tuition benefits specifically was what we were looking at this year. So, sure, if there are any other things that the committee should be working on and anybody who wants to help do that. Absolutely.
If we get any interest, what I'll do is email you, and then you may want to email them and explain to them, we don't email all the time, that kind of, let them know what they're getting into. Yes, thanks.
Is there a proposal on the table or anything under consideration for a change in the employee education benefit?
Yeah, if you remember at the president's address, Mary talked about it and said that she had put something together, and then in one of our lunches, she mentioned it again when President Horton was here.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, so she had something going on there. Of, you know, we had made recommendations to her in the past, and so apparently she has gone ahead and done stuff.
Great.
Any questions?
I don't know what else, how else to say that.
No, thank you, Don. We'll move on to any old business. And nothing's listed. New business. The Geneva Employee Assembly meeting passed here. This came out of our exec meeting that we had.
We tentatively scheduled a meeting to be held in Geneva, and so we just wanted to have an open discussion about, for Pat to give us a better idea on what to expect if we have a meeting up there, like are other people going to attend, many people, and then to get an idea from the members as to how many people can actually go up there.
So are we still looking at the May date? Or are you now into next year?
I think Amy, it was the 7th.
No, it was May
7th.
George Peter is not able to attend that meeting, but we're looking at a different meeting.
Any other questions? Well, we still want to go, but we don't know if without a spotlight, like George Peter being there. It would be.
If people will come, you mean?
Yeah, we're wondering how many. Like, if
they'll come.
If they'll be of interest.
If you come, they'll come. I can guarantee that.
Because we want to make, because we have to work on our logistics to get there, that type of. So we wanted to make sure we're still on.
Yeah.
If we're gonna still move forward.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the last EA meeting we had in Geneva, more people attended that than I've ever seen.
I was going to mention,
So I think we will
really
absolutely
good.
Have a presence there.
Okay.
I think it's definitely on. And I guess one other thing that I might suggest, and I don't know how the group feels about it, I was hoping that maybe we could do a tour, an abbreviated tour of the Geneva campus. I mean, there's so many things there that are so interesting. That'll be blossom, apple blossom time. We might be able to do a quick spin of the orchards. And, you know, we've got a vinification and brewery lab and wine tasting.
Well, I love it. And what we do when we have that meeting is we just throw those things on an agenda, but we can do a special draft of that agenda.
I think it would be great. So I'm 100% thrilled about this happening.
Who is going to work on this? So it doesn't get a week before the meeting, or do we have a shuttle?
We need transportation.
I have a 9-passenger van already.
Okay.
And I will take care of all the food and all of the stuff that we need for the meeting, if Amy could do the
pronouncements. So we should negotiate a meeting point.
And then all it takes is one or two more people to drive. And that's it.
State business.
Excuse me?
Could this be considered state business?
If you are a contract college employee, you could probably get a fleet car, one of our special parks, but I don't know about endowed. I don't think you have that.
No, we don't have that privilege, I don't think.
And if you drove your own personal vehicle, I don't believe you aren't going to get gas mileage or anything. It was just you're volunteering to drive.
I don't know anything about
that.
Yeah, my
college. Volunteer, actually.
I think we might be able to get one because there are certain exceptions related to state business.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know.
Well,
do we have contract college?
We have a
people that can.
9-person van we've heard from, and I'm curious as to if people know how many people are actually going to be able to go up there. We're talking about at least a half-day commitment, I'm assuming, for the drive up, if not more.
Well,
it's
an hour and 10 minutes, roughly, one way.
Yeah.
So it's a majority of a day that you have to be excused from work.
So what would it actually be? So if our meeting, would we keep it at the same time? And so let's kind of track back and see. So we would be leaving at what, 10:30, I think? We have time to get out there.
Or are we even trying to get a little earlier?
That's, I guess, what I was thinking, too. Maybe we can schedule the meeting at 10. And I could certainly, that would be better for Geneva, because that's a really important time of year, you know, with spring approaching.
So we can pick a time when the shuttle starts and comes back, and then people who can't make those times can get their own transportation. Maybe we can lay out a schedule of events so people can pick and choose what they make it to if they don't have a whole day available to them.
Yeah, I would anticipate the tour, if we do an abbreviated tour, and if you do a tour, it's a whole day, but we could probably do a 1 to 2 hour abbreviated tour. So, you know, if we abbreviate the meeting again to maybe half hour, 45 minutes, and then we add, tack another hour and a half or two onto that, and a couple of hours drive time, you know, you're really looking at 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we definitely move forward on that. Any questions?
I'm still not satisfied yet. What I don't want to do is get to the day and find out that only 1 or 2 people can make it.
I agree.
And we're talking about 5 or 6 hours. We're all here together. Kind of like talk about who thinks they can come.
Bill, I think it might fall. Maybe I can say right at this moment I can do it. Other people might have to go back to their offices and check their calendars and their work. So I don't think it's realistic in my opinion. But for me, it might be, but for others, it may not. I think we need a little more time.
Amy, can you propose this on our everyone's calendars that they have the proper calendar?
Yes.
Just as a placeholder? Because I don't know, people see that and other schedule meetings.
I'll send an email to and ask everybody to reply to me so I can have a really good calendar.
No, that's not just fuel committee, but fuel committee transportation. Because I'll probably take my own transportation there.
So are we talking like 9 to 2?
I would say for a placeholder.
3 hour transportation time, about. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If anything, no,
I would be a little high, 3 hours. I think you're really, it's an hour drive,
okay.
1 hour drive. So,
I would just do that as a place.
I have to be back by 3. May I ask if you want me to include the new
Jason and Dennis and Michael,
And Pat, if it's harvest time, you know that big basket you brought to the president? Can we all have one of those with wine and
have to come in September.
Okay. I know it's too early.
In spring.
I know
about
the
cheese and food in mind.
Can we still reserve this room so people who cannot make the trip can conference call in or set up something?
The room's reserved now.
So we'll just keep it so I'm not canceling.
And we have the capability of doing the video conferencing there. So if that is something that we might think people would be interested in, we can have, I mean, we can't take them.
As to the meeting, I guess I'm wondering, do we want just the standard meeting, or do we want to have more of an open forum to let them bring up topics and concerns and things?
I think we can track that as time goes on.
Well, I mean, we just need to think about this. I don't think Kevin and all meeting.
You want details, don't you?
I want a plan.
And I will tell you, we've had 2 meetings there. One of the meetings, we did a standard agenda, and we did have some participation. There were some topics of interest, but one of the meetings was an open forum, and that was really, really well received. So. I think you can go either way. If there is a specific topic that we have on the agenda that is of interest to Geneva, you're going to find a
Yeah, I'm not recommending one over there, but we ought to think about put together.
Maybe you can do some fishing.
I'm not sure.
See if there's something they want to do.
Brian has a suggestion. You have to do your annual report to the trustees at the end of May, so you'll need to summarize what we've been doing this year. That might be a good way to put your report together and just
summarize
kind of,
it for Geneva.
Yeah, and that'll give you sort of May 7th. That'll give you a
very good idea. Thank you for that.
And one other point too: the director, the senior associate, or the associate dean, who is also the director of the station, usually likes to welcome the group and have a few words to say. So you might want to put that into the agenda.
Good idea, Don. Yes, Peter.
So if after we all get back to Amy, we have still room on the bus, can we invite prospective candidates, other non-members?
She's already.
I would love to.
She's already invited them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm more than married.
All right, we're going to move on.
That was fun.
I want to bring up new business. I didn't add it at the beginning, but it's my understanding that Michael Esposito is stepping down. And I wondered if the EA in the past had ever done anything to thank someone like that as a luncheon or anything, and if we could maybe look into doing something like that for Michael.
Michael's been trusting
a nice plaque like that was given to Donna with the
gamble.
Yes.
I'll bring that up to the staff award recognition committee unless anyone has any objections. And what about a luncheon where maybe at lunch we can meet him someday, whoever can, and can take my lunch? That would be on his availability as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I would
love to do
that.
Who can contact? Let us know.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about what people's availabilities are, just if you think that they can make it, they can make it. I would say an informal kind of thing out. Is everyone paying for themselves, or is it something that the EA can...
Well, you're a
bunch of scraps. I mean, if it's fancy, it's going to be kind of pricey.
Yeah.
You got to... If it's...
Take it somewhere we can let his hair down and undo his tie and relax.
Okay. But you've got that, you'll let us know what you come
I'll
up with.
I'll run with it.
Okay. And unless Michael listens to the audio minutes or reads the meeting minutes, we won't know anything about it. Yeah. So let's try to do that. I don't know how this works, okay? Is we approve the minutes and I noticed there was an error. So I'm just going to point it out. It's
on the first page.
Business of the day, Mary Opperman.
Says this facility is scheduled to meet open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did it here.
Okay, that's a typo. Okay.
Scheduled to be open. Yeah.
And. Yes, Julie.
I just was curious. I don't know if the executive committee does this, but do you all like have to do a report or anything after you all meet? Because I was thinking it might be a good idea for, especially some, I'm a junior EA member, to have an idea of what it is that you all are discussing and the kinds of things that come up. I just know that there's this mysterious executive committee, but even if it's a one-page simple report.
Right, it would be in the form of minutes.
Meeting
minutes, but I don't.
We give it, we don't take actual minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We take notes. But usually Brian has gone over what we do, either as the report from the chair for the agenda or the executive committee when we get to that for committee reports. So, like he has been the committee appointments that we spend the time on. So there's not a whole lot of mystery with it. That was it.
We talked about the Geneva meeting. We just set the agenda for the next week.
We just set the agenda.
Pretty much. Right.
So I think that's a great question, and I would think it's probably if you wanted to attend one, too, to see how they were.
They're closed.
Are they closed?
I thought they're closed.
Okay.
But isn't the first bullet under committee reports executive committee?
I just felt like you kind of got a little bit of an overview.
You can feel free to ask questions of us during that committee report.
But I think usually the primary topics are like administrative issues, like how do we do things that the assembly has already voted to do, or what are the topics going to be for the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically all the decisions the executive committee makes are then brought to the employee assembly.
Okay, let's move on to open forum. This is rare.
really?
Let's, we've got to get out of here a little early, so, but let's talk. No raising hands. That's just...
I should have brought something to finance, but because we're not having a spring forum, do we have a budget surplus this period?
I'd be honest with you, I couldn't tell you about that.
I don't say that.
You've got the election happening this year, so there should probably be a deficit at the end.
You said no cost.
Well, we'll comp whatever the difference is. But
are the trustee elections for that? Or by office of assemblies?
The short split. Because it's the same ballot, and that's the primary expense, so.
Okay. So it's worth it.
I'll give you the information. I'll give you a handout. Jason has so many candidates for employees of the trustee. There's three.
Mm-hmm.
There's three and a half. The demanding position.
But they're not announced yet, right? So that's in. Is the first announcement in
proper tomorrow, and then the official announcement of who the candidates are, like down to the official thing, 5:30 mm-hmm. Friday afternoon.
There's something out there campaigning already. Is anybody interested? I don't know. Sometimes people don't like to publicly say this, or they don't like to. They like to think about it a little longer. Is anybody interested in being an officer on the EA next year?
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone thinking of it? Looking good, guys. Yeah, good. Good. Okay. And again, I just want to encourage you to. I also want to get strong leadership in these positions, and if you have any questions about any of the positions, contact myself, or a former person who's been in that position, or the person in the position themselves.
Okay, since you put us on the spot,
yeah.
Are you two going to rerun again?
My appointment is I'm not going to be running, but I will be involved with the communications committee and plan on attending some other EA functions and being part of a few of the meetings. So continued involvement, and I've always said that I think there needs to be some continuity. And so I'm staying involved, but I won't be able to be as involved as I have been for this.
I am not looking at an office position. I've actually been looking into seeing how my 09 term can be switched with someone who's up in LA. But the answer is no. So, I'm here.
So you're not staying alive?
Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. No. Commitments are commitments.
I will make a motion to adjourn early for a change.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Okay. We will adjourn today's meeting.
So,
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.